You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. The recent mass murder in Washington, D.C., who killed 13 people, including himself, said that he was hearing voices. Hearing voices. He also said he was led to do it by radio waves, as he put it, and that's if you really understand the meaning of that and tie it into a certain scripture, it is rather amazing what we can see. There is one scripture, though, in the New Testament that really does focus on understanding what the motive was in this mass shooting. There at the Naval headquarters in Washington, D.C., now, if people believe their Bibles, really believe their Bibles and what their Bibles teach, they would have to be deeply disturbed by that event. And they would certainly have to be sobered by what the Bible has to say about it. But there is one scripture that really does focus on the motive behind what that man did or what caused him to do it. What caused him to do that? And there's so much at stake here. Surely we need to understand. Nobody seems to understand why or what we can do to solve such a problem. Almost nobody that even ventures a solution, it seems, unless it's very shallow. But you can understand this. If you look at almost all of these mass murders, almost every single one of them will tell you that they are hearing voices, and the voices that they hear are telling them to kill people, their fellow human beings. Now, that's what this is about. Those voices are telling them to do massive violence and murder. Where are those voices coming from? Surely we need to understand this better. And let me tell you, the Bible does give us that understanding. Notice Ephesians 2 and verse 2. Wherein in time past, that is, before they were converted, he's talking to converted people here, that is, Paul is, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. It's working now. I want to give you just to read a few statements here by Herbert W. Armstrong, who wrote in his booklet on human nature, Did God Create It? And if you would like to have a copy of it, we can't print that ourselves, but we can tell you where you can get a copy of it. And it's by Herbert W. Armstrong, and I want to read to you what he wrote in that booklet. Here, I'll quote him. Grasp it. Satan is here called the prince of the power of the air. I could not have understood that 60 years ago. I did not then realize how communication by sound and by picture can be broadcast instantaneously through the air. I have stressed the point that Satan, the former great archangel, Cherub Lucifer, was the most perfect and powerful being that God could create as an individual being. He was perfect as originally created, perfect, but he is composed of spirit and thus he is invisible to human eyes. This great and powerful being, even though evil, has power literally to surcharge the air around this earth. In other words, he broadcasts around this earth, just like the waves that go out for our television sets and our radios. It's very similar to that. Mr. Armstrong continued, wherever you are, as you read these words, chances are there are voices and perhaps music in the air around you, a radio or a television set tuned to the right wavelength. Now, this shooter said he was led to do this by radio waves. A certain pressure like a radio waves, and he was hearing voices. And they all say that, virtually. All of them say it. And that is something we really ought to understand if we want to solve some very serious problems that are going to get a lot worse if we don't solve them. Notice, Mr. Armstrong continued here, the spirit in every human being is automatically tuned in on Satan's wavelength. See, the shooter in the naval yard said he was led by radio waves. And Mr. Armstrong talks about being tuned to Satan's wavelength. And after all, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4 says that Satan is the god of this world. He speaks to this world in many different ways. But he is a spirit being and you can't see him. Just like you can't see electricity. Mr. Armstrong continues, you don't hear anything because he does not broadcast in words nor in sounds, whether music or otherwise. He broadcasts in attitudes. He broadcasts in attitudes of self-centeredness, lust, greed, vanity, jealousy, envy, resentment, competition, strife, bitterness, and hate. Well, how about that? Here is a great being filled with hate. Filled with hate. God says he was filled, or that he was a murderer from the beginning. And he's the father of liars. He just lies all the time. But he was a murderer from the very beginning. He loves to commit murder. Now, is that Satan really real to this world? Does anybody really believe that? I don't see much evidence that they do. And then he goes on to talk about the air just being surcharged with that broadcasting, just like the broadcasting going out for this television program or for a radio station. That's what it's all about, and that's how Satan actually deceives the whole world. He's broadcasting all the time, and yet people scoff at the idea of a devil, and he has them totally deceived. So says your Bible, Revelation 12 and verse 9. Mr. Armstrong continued, this prince of the power of the air, this god of this world, is the real source of what we have come to call human nature. Here is the real cause of all the world's evils. But it seems nobody understands it, and therefore the world does nothing about it except to go along with it, blaming human nature and supposing it was God who created us with an evil nature. Actually, it is Satan's nature. Now, that's really a bombshell understanding. If you just really think about it and study your Bible, and especially study to understand what this one verse means in particular. But Mr. Armstrong goes on to talk about how Satan works on people's moods, their attitudes, their negative feelings. That's how he broadcasts. If he can tap into your bad attitude or your bitter attitude or your hateful attitude, well, he really has a field to operate in. And that's how he commits murder and causes wars and riots. And you see the turmoil increasing in this world, and it's increasing for a very definite reason. Because he has been cast down to this earth and is now confined to the earth, whereas a few years ago he was not. Now it's very different. But this shooter said he was hearing voices. Well, they all say that. Shouldn't we really take them at their word and say, well, okay, if they're hearing voices, where do those voices come from? They don't come from some church choir, I would think, would you? That is, people who are really trying to obey God. No, those voices are not audible, but they are speaking to people, whether it be about violence or just frankly transgressing God's laws, and especially His Ten Commandments. But almost every single one of those shooters says he hears voices. You can see that in that elementary school shooting in Connecticut, or the movie theater shooting in Colorado, or the congresswoman being shot and wounded and others killed in Arizona. All of those shooters said they heard voices, and voices telling them to do violence. Now, if they are hearing voices, why do they always have to be of such terrifying deeds that these voices want them to do? Well, all you have to do is understand Ephesians 2 and verse 2. I want to just read a little more to you here to add to this understanding. The Lang's commentary translates that the expression according to the prince of the power of the air, they translate it as powers, plural. In other words, they will tell you that and most other authorities say this is a collective noun. And here's what Lang's wrote: the atmosphere surrounding the earth, breathed by all, acting upon this world and the world of men, standing in many relations to and exerting great power and influence upon their life, hence the power which the prince controls, that is Satan controls, is brought into connecting with the air and is described by the air. Well, I'm going to show you in a moment that, well, yes, there's Satan and all these millions of demons that rebelled with him against God. So it really, I think, enhances the understanding here or broadens the understanding if we know that it is a collective noun. And here's what one authority, Lang's quoted, said: the world is under the control of an active and powerful master, thus characterized, from a guy by the name of Edel. And he said the reference to a personality is to be found in this word, that is the power. As a collective noun, it includes the evil spirits whom follow the prince Satan. Now that's, again, Satan and the demons. Now you can see the Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary adds another little dimension to this by saying that when it talks about the power being collective, but it also says the spirit that are working in these men are also, that is also a collective noun. In other words, there are millions of demons confined to this earth only recently, and you're going to see a lot more of that if we don't learn a lesson here. It's about Satan and the demons, one-third of them, who rebelled against God, and I'll show you that from the Scriptures in a moment. But the International Critical Commentary also says that that power is a collective noun. So these shooters were actually hearing voices, and there are plenty of voices out there to talk to them if they're willing to listen. You do have to resist the devil, but if you just give your mind over to him or to a kind of an emotional rage, or just make your mind blank or get into an hypnotic trance or something like that, well, then you're really in trouble. But this shooter said he was led to do it by radio waves. In other words, Satan was broadcasting to him. And he even used the word radio waves. There's certain pressure there on his evil thinking, his bad attitude, his hate. And it got worse, and it intensified and got worse and worse and worse. they can and they do, that is, the demons and Satan, apply pressure. They have all kinds of power. And that's why people hear voices and, as this man said, are led to do it by radio waves or Satan broadcasting, frankly. That's what Mr. Armstrong was talking about. Revelation 12 in verse 3, you can see where this Satan is the leader of this great red dragon is over the seven heads and ten horns. In other words, it leads the Holy Roman Empire. Verse 4, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now this is where Satan rose up to rebel against God and to try to kick God off his throne. That's the kind of power God created in this being. And it was this war here was a cosmic war right out in the universe. That's where warfare started. And then, of course, Satan was cast down and he introduced it to this world. And we've been warring ever since. Winston Churchill said, the history of man is the history of war. Well, why should that be with men? Because Satan is the god of this world. And wars are caused by him. And evil men who want to follow his philosophy. But that cosmic war was just brought down to this earth, and now we have millions of spirit beings that are doing terrible things today because they know their time is short. And you'll see that right here in a moment. Verse 9, and the great red dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, this is the second time he was cast out. He's cast out in this end time. And we believe we can prove to you almost to the day, and perhaps even to the day when he was cast out. And we'll send you literature that will show you that. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you. He was cast down. He's confined to this earth now. He's come down unto you having great wrath because he knows that he has but a short time. Now, that's very good news. And then it goes on to talk about how he immediately persecuted God's own church and turned 95% of God's own people away from God. That shows you the power he has, the power of deception, even deceived God's own church. That's what happened. 95% of God's people. We'll send you our booklet on America Under Attack, which will explain a lot of this to you, and also the booklet Daniel Unlocks the Book of Revelation. But Satan and these demons are now confined to this earth, and they're full of rage and wrath because they know they have but a short time until Jesus Christ returns and stops all the warfare forever. I mean, stops it forever. We won't ever have to worry about Satan and his violent world again. We won't have to think about it. But Satan, you see, is behind warring on this earth. That's why it begins by talking about that Holy Roman Empire with seven heads and ten horns. That's his main tool to cause war on this earth. A church-state combine that is very deadly. And it all really started out into the universe. And now Satan has brought his number one tool out on this into this world, and they cause a lot of wars. Every time they get power, they go to war, and they're very powerful once again. And those booklets will explain that to you as well. But you can see the origin of all this warfare. See these people walk according to the the course of this world. The course of this world is evil. That's what Ephesians 2 and verse 2 says, according to the prince of the power or powers of the air. He just surcharges that air with his evil spirit and motivates people and motivates that spirit in man to do evil things if they allow themselves to get into negative attitudes or evil attitudes, bitter attitudes. And that's what happens. And it goes on in verse 3. I'll just read that to you in Ephesians 2. Among whom also we all have had our conversation, our conduct in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So we've just all been guilty of following Satan's way of life. He's the god of this world, and we worship him. Unless we worship the true God. But look at all this broadcasting that's going on. Satan and the demons are working on these attitudes, or these moods, or these impulses, or these negative feelings. And he can really get people stirred up if they're in a mean attitude or a bitter attitude or even a violent attitude. He can really use them. And that's how he causes wars and riots and the like. Here, there's a report here from the Drudge Report about Rick Santorum, who ran in the last presidential election and did quite well. But he said himself in this February 21, 2012 report, Satan has his sights on the United States of America. He's a Republican of the presidential hopeful back in 2012. He was. Satan is attacking the great institutions of America. Here's a politician that believes that. And I agree with him. And he talks about the great vices of pride and vanity and sensuality as a root to attack all of the strong plants that has so deeply been rooted in the American traditions. He said, this is a spiritual war. Well, our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy will certainly show you that. But you can also read more about this in Isaiah 14, where God actually shows there that first rebellion by Satan the devil. And he says in verse 12, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? And he goes on to say that Lucifer said he was going to exalt his throne above the stars or the angels of God. And that means above God too. I mean, this being has power. He challenged God. He challenged God. And that's something that we need very much to be aware of. You can read that in verses 12 through 14, but he had a throne, and he still has a throne. But he's about to be kicked off it. That's why he's so full of wrath. God is about to take over and bring peace and joy and happiness to this world. But here Satan has one-third of the rebellious angels, or one-third of the angels rebelled, and they were full of bitterness and became that way, and he deceived them and brought them along with him. As they were here on this earth, God was putting them on this earth to prepare them to rule the universe, but they failed. And so he decided he had to recreate himself in man, because only he would not rebel. Only he, the God, could be trusted to rule the universe. Now, that's an amazing story and an amazing truth that ought to fill us with hope and joy, because we're almost to the point where Jesus Christ is ready to return to this earth. He has to, or he says there would be no flesh saved alive if he didn't. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. See, he's been cast down again. And we can't think that somehow we're immune to all this, his wrath, the wrath of Satan and the power of Satan I mean, it says in Isaiah that he makes the earth to tremble, and he shakes kingdoms. And yet people scoff at whether or not he even exists. Well, at least they'd better prove that very carefully, because we're headed for some serious trouble, and we need to get close to God to solve our problems. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information about today's program, request our two free booklets, Daniel Unlocks Revelation and America Under Attack. You'll also receive our free reprint article, Satan Cast Down. As you will see, there is a definite cause for the increased violence and tension that we see around the world. Though most don't believe in a devil, the Bible reveals Satan is the author of the violence, murder, and hatred that infects many places on this earth. How well do you understand the broadcasting power of Satan the devil? Our free literature will increase your understanding of the unseen spirit powers that affect events on this earth. This fascinating study will also help you better understand and deal with the struggles in your own personal life. Request our two free booklets, Daniel Unlocks Revelation and America Under Attack, along with our free reprint article, Satan Cast Down. You'll also be sent a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Our current special issue focuses on the archaeological finds of Dr. Mazar. Her recent discoveries in Jerusalem have brought the history of Old Testament Israel to life. You won't want to miss this special issue of The Trumpet magazine. Also, visit us online at thetrumpet.com for daily columns and news analysis. All of our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Operators are standing by to take your call. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.